Hi, welcome to my first Doug Unplugged podcast. The whole point of these is really to be informal, not heavily edited. My other podcasts I try to make sort of professional sounding, edit out little clicks and pops and things if the phone rings or the birds chirp in the background. But of course all that takes time and restricts the amount of podcasts I can do. So I thought I'd try something a little informal here where I don't do much of that. I mean, if something really crazy happens, I may edit it out, but most times we'll take it as is. Just a few changes. The big key here is informal discussions on a variety of topics. They'll usually be technical, a lot of engineering stuff maybe, but I'll even may vary beyond that to other topics that are technical but not necessarily electrical engineering, maybe even a few non-technical topics. And I have one of them coming up soon that's technical but not engineering. So I've got a few notes written to myself here about what I want to talk about, and so let me start off with a typical topic, the kind of things we might cover, not, again, an electrical engineering topic in this case. Before I get into that, though, let me just mention one more thing about the frequency here. Because it's a fairly low overhead thing, I hope to get these out pretty often. I'm going to start off with maybe 2 or 3 a week. Maybe we'll do something early in the week and something later in the week, like Tuesday, Friday, something like that. And I may get more frequent as I get better at this. So with that, let's get on to our first potential topic here. The first topic is browser security. This is sort of related to what we all do in engineering. And if we have security problems in our computers, it can be an issue. And especially for someone like me who works for myself, I don't really have an IT department, and so I try to come up with a set of simple rules that helps protect me. And here's one of them. No matter what browser you use, i.e. Firefox, Opera, Netscape, Mozilla, and there are others. There are some really other good ones as well. I think OmniWeb is another one. And again, I'm nowhere near mentioning all of them here. But when I look at the security issues that come up with these things, I see a thread that runs common to all of them. And the thread is having to do with things in the cache and information you've got in the browser that might be grabbed by other websites and things that really shouldn't have them. So, got a very simple rule, and I need a simple rule because I got so many things going on here, I just can't keep track of a lot of different security rules. So one simple rule I have for browser is, if I'm going to do something important, say I'm going to go to my banking site or some other site that's important, I'll quit the browser, restart it, without opening any other windows or tabs other than having to do with what I'm about to do. I go onto my banking or whatever site, do what I need to do, quit the browser and start it again. And without any other tabs or windows open in the session or even previously or after that, it eliminates about 99% of what I see these browser problems of cross-site injection and so forth, especially if you have multiple tabs open. Some websites can inject things that look like a dialogue from a different website that you happen to be on in another tab doing some things. So in addition to that, some browsers, I think Opera was the first and maybe others now, I have Opera set to clear the cache on exit. So whatever pictures or other things are in the cache are cleared every time I quit the program, and thereby quitting and restarting and then doing my important stuff and then quitting again, it just eliminates a lot of trouble. So that's an example of a simple rule that I do. And maybe we'll go in some of these other podcasts, I'll do simple rules I do on a lot of different things. Rather than keep track of all the various things that can happen with browsers, in this case I've got this fairly simple rule. So that's an example of the kind of topic we may talk about. I'll also do engineering topics as well. And maybe we'll do a couple of quick interviews with various people. Again, the whole thrust of this particular part of my podcast page is informal, not heavily edited. What you hear is what you get. We have a couple of cockatiels out there in the other room, Digby and Drake. These are medium-sized birds that are indigenous to Australia, and they're very pretty birds, and they have little personalities. They're great, but sometimes they get a little noisy in the background. So if it begins to sound like a rainforest here, that's what's happening. if it gets bad enough, I may have to stop and go out and see why they're chirping so much, but in general, I won't do that. So thanks for listening to this introductory podcast, and I'm going to try and do these a couple times a week, say Tuesday, Friday to begin with, maybe more frequently. Maybe we'll get to the point where I can do it daily every time I get up. If I'm on the road and I'm in a place where I can't get internet service, I may not be able to do it. That happens sometimes, but not usually. I'll be on vacation next week, and then in England the following week, at Oxford doing my lectures there, the last week of June. But in all these places I should have internet access, and should have something to talk about that might be of interest to people. So feel free to send me email on topics. Sometimes I run out of things to talk about. So if you have a topic you'd like discussed, send me an email and we'll do it. And whether it be technical or otherwise. And if it's technical, you can always think of a little bit of free consulting. I'll be glad to give you my thoughts and opinions. I can't guarantee they'll be worth anything, but I'll be glad to give them to you. So again, thanks for listening, and let me know how you like this format.